Enthusiast Co-op Online Radio Network, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton, along with the founder of the Life Enthusiast Co-op, Martin Patella. Hey, Martin, how are you doing this fine day?
Doing good. So, Scott, have you recovered from your overbouncing activities?
I have. I've now got used to it, and I'm not feeling so painfully stiff as I was before. And
that's good.
Yeah, my skin is cleared up. I'm feeling energetic and excited, and I've dropped a few pounds and a few inches around my waist, so I'm excited.
That's excellent. I'm glad that you're healthy enough that you're able to do this, because of course, a good number of people that call here, when they are first in the inflammatory stage of their fibromyalgia, they are so painful, or they're in so much pain that they can't conceive of doing this.
Good point.
So I was thinking that we should probably talk about what we can do about detoxification for people who just can't take it. But before I get to that, I thought I would mention that there is something called supersonic ultra-fragilistic expialidocious vibration machine available on the market that makes a rebounder look like a silly little thing.
Wow.
I'm sure you may have. Well, maybe I'm not sure of anything. You may have heard of it. These are called vibration machines,
and okay.
They're on the market from $2,000 to $12,000.
Wow.
And essentially, the way these things work are, this is an electric type of machine that you can stand on, or some models are so big that you can either put a chair on it, or even just wheel an entire hospital bed upon it.
Oh.
And then you turn it on, and what this thing does, it vibrates at about 30 times per second on a, maybe a 1-inch kind of a, stroke.
So it'll move you like an inch and then back.
Yeah, up, down, up, down, up, down.
Wow.
It's kind of pounding you like that. And some are using mechanical tools, where it's a motor-driven thing with a valve, that the valve pushes up the entire platform up and down.
Mm-hmm.
But the best ones I've seen so far are using the same technology as a speaker, how you have a big speaker, loudspeaker. It has a magnet in it, so when you play music to it, it actually moves the coil.
Yep.
So they have this same technology scaled up, and essentially they send a, 30 hertz noise into that thing, and it just simply vibrates the entire platform.
Oh, and you vibrate along with it.
Oh yeah, whatever's on top of it.
Gives a whole new meaning to the idea of raising your vibrational rate.
I don't know. This is a brute force shake me up. So instead of having to jump up and down for 5 minutes on a rebounder, the cycle would be one per second. Here you get about 30 per second. So I suppose you get 30 times more bouncing on these machines.
Wow!
And they are getting quite popular in the in health spas type of places where you can just pay somebody $10 and stand on it for 5 minutes.
Right, right. Well, and I was noticing you actually sent me to a site to so I could see a little bit more about it, and it talks about excess body fat and how the vibration therapy works several ways to dissolve excess fat. It increases the metabolism, which burns calories more rapidly, of course. It increases blood circulation and lymphatic drainage, and therefore removes toxins faster. And human growth hormone secretion significantly increases by about over four times,
mm-hmm.
and excess body fat melts away. So
all there.
There. So that's.
So the only disadvantage of this thing is the price.
Yeah.
For the fellow to whom $12,000 is, okay, let's get one of those, honey. Or maybe we'll get two so we can stand side by side, you and I, so we can talk to one another as we're vibrating side by side. But most of our clients are really not in the position to just put that kind of money down, right?
Right, right. But it's interesting to see about it, you know, to hear about it and see about it and learn about it. And
well, I'm contemplating at least making it available as at least as information to our members here, but I just don't know. I mean, most of the people that I talk to have been in a chronic disease for some time, and their economic situation is less than perfect. So,
So let me ask you, Martin, if somebody is in a chronic, like they've got fibromyalgia or they've been ill for a long period of time, would they notice a difference? Like, how long would it take? Would they notice a difference, first of all? And then secondly, I guess, is, and I know this is, everyone's individual would be different, but, you know, what sort of time frame would you be looking at before you started feeling better?
Now we're speaking of rebounders or vibro machines or
the
something
else? I'm thinking about the vibration machine, but, I mean, you could answer it for the rebounders as well.
Well, you know, that's probably an impossibility, but I think it's fairly quick. You know, I think, I mean, you were reporting to me that within 3 days you were already feeling joyful and you know, getting your head clear and all of that as the toxicity from the swamp was rapidly being removed.
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
You know, I think, you know, the Vibro machine, if you owned one, you know, doing it every day would be fantastic. I suppose if you have a membership at a gym that has one of these things, you know, getting on one for 3-4 minutes every time you go there is a great idea. And I would say you'll start seeing benefits right away.
Because we really do live such sedentary lives. We don't get a lot of this up and down movement. We get a fair bit of horizontal movement.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think we really underestimate the impact of that swamp that you keep talking about.
That's right. Well, you know, if you're going to sit on a bicycle style exercise machine, you're going to climb on this thing, sit on it, hold on to the handlebars, and spin. So
yep.
The only thing that's moving is your knees up and down, right?
Yep.
Or even if you get on a recumbent bike, there's a little greater range of motion, but still, the only part of your body that's moving is from your waist down. And even then, it's not moving against gravity much.
No.
So the
hardly at all.
Yeah, the difference between that, the difference between half an hour of spinning yourself on a bicycle like that versus 5 minutes on a rebounder is huge. I mean, the benefit of the rebounder is so much greater.
But we just need to get that rebounder lobby in Washington telling people that instead of biking, you got to rebound.
That's right.
We'll have everybody bouncing.
Yeah, the Tigger Club.
The Tigger Club.
What I wanted to mention, though, is, you know, some people are so sore that they can't even start on this. You know, like they just cannot conceive of getting this level of exercise going. And so I thought I'd mention that there is a way to help detox a human body just by passive means, you know, like that you can be sitting.
Not bouncing,
just, I mean, it's definitely not as effective or not as quick, but it certainly is important and possible. Isn't that, that's using the ionic foot spa, is where you actually put your feet in an electrolysis solution. Into an electrolyte solution and use the electrodes to create an environment by which the toxins that are already in your feet will be brought out, you know, sucked out, siphoned out, and removed.
Cool.
And that's this, you know, ionic foot spa. And there has been some controversial press about the ionic foot spas because people have been promoting them by showing people just how dirty the water gets. You know, like when you when you put your feet in the electrolyte and turn on the electric current, it starts coagulating all of the minerals that are already in the water. Mm. It will also start drawing all the toxins out of you, but it will coagulate the minerals in the water anyway. So whether your feet are in it or not, that water is going to get really dirty.
Right.
A lot of the marketers have been promoting these devices as if, look at how dirty the water got, was really stuff coming out of the person, which it isn't. So there's been quite a bit of controversy about that. And people have been saying, oh, it's all nonsense, it doesn't do anything, this is a lie, it's based on a cheat, you know, it doesn't do anything.
Right.
Well, that's not true. It does do a lot. It's just unfortunate that some people ran off with it and started using this side effect as if it were the core or the main focus of what this thing is supposed to do for you.
Right. So some of the benefits from using the foot spa would be increased vitality, revitalized blood, detoxification that you talked about.
Sorry to interrupt. The same things that we have discussed as benefits of rebounding.
Right. So you have less pain and stress, reduced inflammation, reduced fluid retention, which I think is a kind of an interesting one.
Yeah.
Improved liver, kidney, and colon functions, which is always really important.
Yes.
Improved endocrine and metabolic functions, so your metabolism would speed up a bit, I suppose.
Yeah.
Skin rejuvenation, of course. When you're removing toxins, your skin is always going to look better. Mm-hmm. And the one that interested me, that surprised me actually, was improved sleeping patterns.
Right. Yeah, because you're improving the mineral balances. You know, you're calming everything down. You know, as your toxic levels go down, you're automatically become a calmer person.
Right.
It's an interesting process. You know, this thing is based on the principle of osmosis. You know, when you create a different mineral pressure on one side of the membrane, naturally this will want to try and rebalance itself.
Right.
So, you know, membrane in the case here is your skin, and there are toxins on the inside in your feet. And you put that into a bath in which you're setting up the electrodes so that they're essentially sucking in the electropositive elements. They're going to just come out. They're going to be taken out of your feet. It's going to leave.
Right. And that's actually the easiest place for a lot of toxins to get out, is through your feet, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, naturally they settle down there because of gravity. You know, there are two areas in the human body where these toxins settle the most because of gravity. One is your feet, and the other one is your pelvis.
Right.
And sure enough, those are the two areas of your body that are the smelliest too.
Not a surprise, really.
Right, because that's, you know, we talked about the swamp. And the rotting effects of it, or you know, the stagnant effects of it, and sure enough, you know, this is where it is.
Right.
So that would be the nicest thing that you can do for yourself, is to help remove these toxins. So for people who are having difficulty with exercise, this probably is the only way to effectively remove these toxins and clean up the lymphatic system. And as we talked about, you know, the swamp needs cleansing. The cellular terrain, if left without removal of the toxins, pretty soon you're in manure up to your nose.
Mm-hmm.
I remember last week I was talking about the cow in a stall. If you failed to remove the manure, pretty soon the cow is in the manure up to its chin.
Wow. And that's, in many ways, that's kind of what's going on in our bodies, right?
Right. That's the scariest thing. this is really what makes us age. This is really what makes us feel tired. This is what gives rise to all kinds of chronic illness. Inflammation really is the body's reaction to its inability to remove the byproducts of its metabolic process.
Right. So how often should someone use the Ionic Spa?
Well, when on maintenance once a week, on active, every other day would probably work.
Okay. And if someone's taking prescription drugs, would the Ionic Foot Spa interfere with that?
I don't think it would interfere. It would probably remove a lot of the toxins that you would dearly love to get rid of. So it might actually decrease some of the toxic side effects of prescription drugs.
Mm, right. And I guess the big thing, too, is if you're using it, is just to really monitor the drug levels and stuff, just in case you're taking more than you actually need now.
That's an excellent point. Yes. Yeah. Definitely, if you're taking drugs for high blood pressure, you would be well advised to start monitoring your blood pressure very closely, or whatever it is that you're trying to regulate with drugs, because you will be less toxic. That will mean that the drugs will be more effective, right? Soon after that.
Right. Right. So, could two people use it at the same time?
I don't think so. I wouldn't advise it. No.
It's a pretty personal thing, and you just don't want to mix your toxins with somebody else's.
Well, I don't think you're taking up the toxins, but it really is quite disgusting. I mean, I have washed my babies' bums and their throw ups and all of that, and this is right up there with it. when you're dumping out the empty. The bucket that's just finished from the foot bath. It's a smelly, dirty, gooey, ugly affair, I tell you that.
So I guess what you're saying is probably be a good idea to have a shower or a bath after you use the Ionic Spa.
Right. Yeah, I would say so. Yeah. At least a wipe down with something wet.
So one of the things I like to do is have a magnesium salt bath, as you know. And so when I'm doing this, can I put a little magnesium salt in the water?
This is not a productive idea. These ionic foot spas are set up to work at a certain concentration of minerals, anything between 250 and 450 parts per million. And the best type of electrolytes is just your plain, same sea salt, like Himalayan salt or something like that. So if it's not working fast enough, you might want to throw a pinch of salt in the solution, but
no more than that.
No, If you try and do the magnesium, it just won't even work because the electrolyte would be too conductive.
Okay, cool. Well, that's been some interesting information, Martin.
Yes, we must tell people that the toxins are the bane of our existence here on this planet, especially in our quest for youth, or at least a return of youthful function into our older years.
And yeah, for sure. And well, this sounds like a great way to get some of those toxins out of the body.
It is. Honestly, I recommend it. My wife and I do it, and we're better off for it.
Cool. So if somebody wanted to read up more, because I know you've got lots of information on it, where should they go?
On Life Enthusiast, www.life-enthusiast.com. Under brands, look up Salus per Aquant. Salus is spelled S-A-L-U-S. That's probably the easiest way to find it.
Salus per Aquam.
Health through water.
Health through water. Yeah. Well, we definitely need water in so many ways to really be at our best.
Right. And in our product section, it would be the cleanse external, and it's the foot bath. Yeah, and, or give us a call. We'll walk you through it. 1-866-543-3388. We'll be happy to explain all the details and make sure that it's appropriate for you.
Awesome. Great. Well, you've been listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op Online Radio Network, and we're here to restore vitality to you and to the planet. And any last words before we sign off, Mark?
No, I would just like to thank people to listen to us. We'll be here again next week, God willing. Thank you very much for being here.
Bye-bye, everybody.